What's up? It's the Butch Guru.
Hello, everyone.
What's going on?
Three. I'm just kidding. There's lots.
No, the podcast has been doing very well.
I know. Can you believe it?
We were number one all week.
Number one. What?
Yeah, that's good. You know what? You know why?
Because we're funny.
Yes, that is why. We're number one is because we're funny. Because we're doing them every week. People love that.
And it's really hard to be motivated right now.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it was hard to make our... We pushed ourselves to do it this time.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is what it's about. You
were on call this weekend. Yes. And had several work calls.
So. I did have too
many
work calls.
But we still are dedicated.
Yep. We're still doing the podcast late Sunday night. So it may not go up tonight, but it'll be there tomorrow morning.
First thing, Monday morning.
As promised. And the website, in case you have not went there in a while, thebutchguru.co has been revamped. And it looks pretty nice.
It does. It looks pretty schnazzy.
I worked on that for a while. So just know that if it looks elementary or you're some kind of...
Although, I did notice, I was looking at the pictures, and you're one of those people that, don't necessarily put the most flattering pictures of someone on the internet. I'm not saying of me or anything. It was one of the dogs.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
But I was like, there's so many better pictures of him
because
than that.
It just...
Why did you put the one where he looks crazy and old and weird?
Who, Avi?
Avi, yeah.
That's because Avi. But listen, I just put the pictures, I didn't really care.
I just pick any of our pictures.
Well, no, because I didn't know how many I was going to need, and then I didn't have them picked out, and you know what I mean?
Little, aren't they?
Yeah, they're little, so I can't see if they're blurry or if they're, you know, so next time when I do the, I'm going to stay on top of the website was my point. It'll be changing constantly, and you go there's a little poll of a little question we came up with was which sense would you... most like to...
If you were forced to lose one of your senses...
One of your five senses.
One of your... Yes, five senses. Which would you like... Well, nobody would like to lose any of them. But if you were forced to, which one would you pick to lose?
Yeah, if you had to take one away.
And I think last time I checked, we were the only two that had voted.
I think there was some more on there. There was some... If you go there... Go to the website...
So are we not going to talk about that yet?
No, we won't talk about it.
We'll
go to the website. We'll talk about it once we get... Because it gives you percentages.
Yeah.
So you can go there. You can vote on which of the senses. And we'll take a poll, because that's kind of what it is. But when you vote, it'll actually give you the percentages of what...
Yeah, what everybody
else has said. So it's kind of cool. It's nothing, you know, it's just something fun to get people to come to the website.
Could you imagine, we were talking a little, there's so many interconnected senses that it really is a tough choice. You think you have, I could live without this. And then you think about all the things. So it's really something to
think definitely about. Could not live without looking at my pretty face in the mirror. Anyway, as I was saying, the website, working on it, keeping it going, there's a donation area there, because this podcast is solely funded on donations. Is that my phone or yours?
Yeah, did you put it on airplane mode? Genius.
No. Who is it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's a crazy number.
Look at that, somebody's calling in the middle of the podcast. It would probably be a work call or something, but...
Yeah.
Why am I going to answer the phone at 9?
I don't know, but why does your phone flash a light like that? Does mine do that?
No, I have it set up to do that.
Oh,
it's
can
like
mine
for,
do that?
Yeah, anybody's can. It's the accessibility. It's for, if you can't hear, I guess.
Oh, okay, or if you're old and you need to see your phone at night.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it goes off, it just flashes so that, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. So you can set it up like that. Sorry about that.
But anyway. The website is constantly changing.
Right.
And there is a donate page on there. And there's even a wish list.
Yeah, a wish list.
A podcast Amazon wish list, in case you guys are feeling froggy and want to
donate to the...
Buy us some happies.
Yeah. Happies for the podcast, of course.
Yeah, but will only sound better for you. It's
right.
Really for you.
Exactly.
It really is.
So, if you don't feel comfortable just giving us money, you can donate through your wish list also.
Yeah, or you can just listen and not... And
yeah, you don't
and
have
keep
to...
keep all of your money.
Yeah, you don't... That's there's, fine right, too. There's no requirement. We're just saying that it does cost us something. We have to pay for the bandwidth. We have to pay for the server that's letting us put our podcast on their server so that it can be fed to iTunes and Stitcher, and that's Podomatic, and that does cost. So we have to pay for that bandwidth. Once we started getting... more people following and listening and downloading it, we had to upgrade to a pro status. So that's that. Also, we have decided that probably we're going to try to jump our YouTube channel back off again, and we're probably going to do one little snippet a week of something, us going to the store, talking, I don't know, whatever. It'll be something, you know, Butch Guru and the
Sunday
Show. I've
been wanting to get a jump rope, so maybe that'll be...
A minute of you jumping rope without a bra on?
But, like, no. No, like, I want to learn to do, like, all the crazy jump rope and where they switch hands and, like, do the two to the side and, you know, all that crazy stuff.
I wish you would let me video you trying to do that.
But I want the jump ropes that have the little beads that are about 2 inches.
Okay, yeah,
the little plastic
ones,
yeah, that make the clicky noise when you jump rope.
I'll go steal one from a little school children if you'll do it.
I'd prefer for it to be pink and purple. Like pink or pink
not
or
red and white. Remember,
they're
always red and white.
My
where do you get those?
PE class.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I'll go steal one.
School's still in session. You can still probably run up to the school and grab one. I don't know, but I've been wanting to do things like that, so maybe we'll.
We're not promising because that doesn't have to be. Apparently, I don't talk as clearly as I think I do, so I'm going to practice on the podcast.
Like, what was it we were talking about? You sound like that guy on Cougar Town sometimes.
Shut up. So anyway, I'm going to try to speak clearer for you people out there listening.
Yes.
And that's the reason
we
do this.
Fine. I think people can understand you fine on the podcast.
You think I talk better on the podcast? You think I just get lazy in...
in every other conversation.
Wow. Well, don't forget to go take the poll, so we'll know what's going on.
Yeah, because I can't wait to talk about it. I can't not talk about it much longer.
Yeah, because it has been this week.
We've almost talked about it twice, so
yes,
it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. But as you were saying, the podcast is free, and you said, why do you think people listen? You said because we're funny. To what degree of funny do you have to be before you can start charging people?
That's what I was thinking about the other day. You know, because like there are a lot of comedians out there that you know pay for a
you pay to see.
Yeah, you pay to see. You pay money to see.
Yeah, there are even some podcasts that are like people pay for. Like not all podcasts are free.
Yeah, you're paying for somebody to make you laugh.
Right.
And at what point are they like, okay, you've graduated? Here's your degree. You're free to go work.
We've been doing the podcast
you
for 3 years
you
now.
You can now charge people for their laughter.
Well, I guess when you declare it's your profession, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not our profession, but at some point, it could be. I mean, if, you know, I'm not delusional, but, you know, I'm saying there is a very small chance that, you know, it could turn into something that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I think you can charge. So, people, if this gets big enough, y'all better stop listening because we're going to get famous and then I'm going to leave y'all in the dust. No, I'm just kidding.
We
teasing. We would
people.
Not. We would not do that. But I'm just saying, I think that's when. So, if I'm
okay.
Like, if I like, well, I'm quitting my job, I'm
can
going Butch Guru Productions.
In...
Yeah, in Butch Guru Productions, I'm a guru. Do you know what that means?
Self-proclaimed. Guru.
No, I'm definitely a Butch Guru.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can fix shit.
Does that
I can work on cars. I can... Yeah, I'm a Butch.
Yes.
What does Butch mean? That I'm like a masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
I do lots of masculine things.
That's true. So
and I'm a girl, though.
So am I.
I'm Butch, though.
Okay. There's where we
right.
Draw the
exactly.
line.
Exactly. So I'm a guru on being Butch.
Okay.
So, therefore, I'm the Butch Guru.
Good.
So, as I was saying.
Are there other...
You can't charge until we get famous.
Okay.
And then other people will pay for that. Our fans won't. We'll give them...
the people. The people that don't like us.
Like sponsors.
Our frenemies.
Yes.
Our sponsors have to pay.
Is that not
anything.
Right, the sponsors free will access. Pay for it.
The sponsors will foot the bill.
Is that not how it works?
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm not good at this business thing, am I? So, we are still working on sponsorship. Yeah. I'm out there pounding the pavement, trying to find some sponsors and everything. And, you know, it's just, I have a full-time job, too.
That's true.
So, if we're still getting the podcast out, that's number one.
Yes. Pretty regularly. Number one.
Yeah. So, I think that, let me say this. Like, I've stated this many times on the podcast, you people, why do they keep listening? I think that we just talk about the same stuff over and over, do we?
I feel like we don't.
Oh, you feel like we don't? Like, I think I repeat some of the same stuff a lot.
Well, you've repeated a lot of the same stuff a lot of times in 10 years with me, so I've heard almost everything that you say.
And you still like to listen
and
to
I still
me.
Keep listening. I know, okay. And I still laugh every time.
All right, well, anyway. So, as I was saying, from 30 to 40, I really did feel like I've grown. But from now that I'm in my 40s, I really do feel like I'm 10 years behind everybody. I'm 40, but I feel like I'm 30. I feel like I'm on a curve. I think that's what, I think we were supposed to meet. Do you believe in predestination? Maybe we were supposed to meet, and my maturity level could not be that of someone 10 years older.
Oh.
And therefore, I'm just a little bit slower.
Yes.
A retard, if you will.
I absolutely think you're a little slower.
You know? Just on my maturity level and stuff. Yeah. So.
You're probably, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So it took me a little longer to figure things out and to, you know, which.
Yeah, you had to screw off a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really did.
You had more oats to sow.
Yes. So, part of growing up and this is what I'm learning now is to be able to say you hurt my feelings or, you know what I mean? Instead of being mean to everybody else because you hurt my feelings, or
yeah, it's hard to not misplace your emotions.
Yeah,
it's
sometimes you just be mean to the dogs, you kick them across the.
what are you talking about?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's hard to acknowledge your feelings and accept them for what they are, and not misplace that into something different,
and then take it personal. And oh, you hurt my feelings. Now you hurt my feelings by saying you hurt my feelings, and now I hurt my feelings
because
I said you hurt my feelings.
The other day, I got upset with you for something, and I just wanted to not talk to you. I just wanted to ignore you and just not talk to you for a while. And instead, we've been trying to not do that and talk about things.
Well, because our biggest problem, because we don't want everybody out there to think that, we get along always on the podcast, so everybody thinks that our relationship is this beautiful, perfect, working art of butterflies or whatever, but it's really,
it
a constant work. Yeah,
yeah,
it is. So there are times that it's a challenge still, after 10 years together. It's still a challenge.
I think you should always be growing, and you should always...
Always be a challenge of some sort.
Yeah, in your personal life, your relationship, everything, I think you should always be striving to do better. I don't think you can ever do enough, but... So, yeah, we've been trying to do that, and it was really hard the other day for me to be like, okay, what really am I upset about? Okay, well, I'm upset because I felt like you were interrupting me. But I feel like I'm... sometimes you feel like you shouldn't have that emotion. I shouldn't be upset for you. Am I five? We're having a conversation. It's not always my turn to talk,
you know? Yeah.
So it's not really an emotion that you want to have, but sometimes you have to accept that, I'm sorry, I felt like you were interrupting me. It wasn't, I didn't, let's just squash it. And, it's hard to do that sometimes, though.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
When you know that it's stupid for you to be upset about it, you don't really want to feel that way. But, it is what it is sometimes.
Isn't it crazy the things that'll set you off like that, though? You're like, why does that trigger anger? You know what I mean? Why does that make me upset?
Like people eating,
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Why does that not make you upset?
Yeah.
What is it in me that makes me that way?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is weird. But I think that is a very difficult thing to do with someone you care about, is to be able to talk to them openly about what has upset you or hurt your feelings, and then for the other person to respond in a positive, you know, way as well. Because when you tell somebody you hurt their feelings, for me anyway, it just makes me feel like I let you down, or, you know what I mean? Like, and then I get upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where it goes all wrong.
Yeah.
Because then you feel like I'm saying you're upset. Like, I'm upset for you feeling that way, when it's really I'm just upset for making you feel that way. Yeah, but
I'm
then,
upset because I feel like I've disappointed you or I've
failed you. Yeah, it's so ridiculous. It's all just a stupid, ridiculous exactly. thing that could be easily be, like, that whole pattern could easily be corrected by and a change. Simple gesture of, you know, trust. Like, I'm going to trust to tell you this is what upset me, that we can get past it, and it's not going to be something that we have to talk about for 5 days. You know what I mean? Like, you know how some people are, they got to talk about it until you want to just, like, you really hope you never hear
it. You dissected every part of this meeting. And
yeah, exactly.
It wasn't even that deep. I chose my words. I just kind of shot off the hip, you know?
Exactly.
And, oh, I picked my wrong words, and we've been talking about this for so long.
And it goes both ways.
I wish I could take it back. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's something we're working. I mean, our relationship is pretty great. I mean, don't get us wrong.
I mean, we've been working for 10 years. We're kind of on cruise control for the most part. But
we have a breakdown in communication when we have issues like that with each other, like hurting each other's feelings or something.
Yeah.
And like addressing it.
Yeah.
Because I'm the type, I just sweep it under the screw it. I'm sorry.
Until it's
so
big that we can't walk across the living room without tripping and busting our nose every time we walk.
Yeah, but I'm like, it's just so stupid. You know? like I just get so, why are we even talking about it? And then it gets, you know, like, it's really better to address it. What did I do that upset you? You know, what's making you mad that I did? I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. And just move past it. So much better than 2 hours of, well, when you walked by, you kind of looked at me and rolled one of your eyes up backwards and raised an eyebrow and shot me a bird when you scratched your head. I saw you. You know, it's so ridiculous.
And then it turns, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it just festers. And
it just spirals out of control.
Yes, and then one day you're at the grocery store and, you know, like you walk off and leave the shopping cart with my purse in it when you said that you would watch it while I was going to get something. And I snap like a crazy person.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm sorry,
because
I was right here.
Because you're sweeping all this shit under the rug, you know?
Yeah, so our point to that is,
it really is...
You have to be able to, it really is better to just address it
and
than
you also
pretend
need,
it doesn't
like
happen.
Like we've talked about before, you need to know how the other person needs to be treated.
Yes.
And wants to
very
be treated.
Very important. Like,
not how you want them to be treated.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I have a very hard time, like,
I've been trying a lot lately also to put myself in someone else's shoes.
Yes.
And see, like, how things are from their perspective.
Yeah.
And it's not always about me. It's not always how I want things.
But we're creatures that, we are self-centered creatures, and we really ultimately, for survival, you
I
really depend on yourself.
Clear.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, in nature, you depend on yourself. So it's a natural instinct for you to be self-centered and to try to get all of your needs met. That's normal. But the challenge in life is to correct that selfish behavior and try to be, you know, giving and not that selfish individual that you would need
it's
to
hard.
Be if you lived in the jungles.
It's hard
jungles.
Because obviously, ideally, I want everything my way all the time.
Right, sure, everybody does. Who doesn't, you know?
So it's hard, but I've been trying a lot more lately to, you know, and
go
that's
with
helped.
It.
Yeah, that's helped with our communication too,
yeah.
I think, you know, to try to understand that you didn't come from what I came from, you know, like you didn't come from the same example and the same foundation and the same relationships even that I came from, you know, and as far as communication goes. So you're going to have different ways than I do.
Yeah.
And
so,
that's okay.
Yeah. So you really gotta learn to talk to each other, and you just gotta learn to be each other's best friend too. You know, you say that sometimes that, when we fight, I don't even act like we're friends.
Yeah. What do you want me to be? Yeah, yes, like, I want you to act like my friend. Like,
and I'm like, I'm not. I'm fighting with you right now.
We're not friends right now. We're enemies right now.
But, yeah, so we don't ever have, like, huge knockdown dragouts, like, hollering and screaming like we, man, when we were, like, early in our relationship.
Yeah.
I can't, I think it I was can't about remember how many times.
Mark that we, like, that the three-year mark was a pretty, we had a pretty rough spell, and the, yeah. I want to say, like, 7 years was, like, a real growing pains kind of time, you know?
Yeah.
But
we made it.
Yeah, we made it.
It's good now. Mm-hmm. But the point of that is, there's always going to be challenges in a relationship, and you got to just work through them. Everybody just gives up and be like, screw it, I'm going to get divorced.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to not be together, or whatever. Yeah. You know, that's, if you find somebody that you can have fun with, or you used to could have fun with, and, you know what I mean? Like, you probably can find that again if you start talking to each other and trying to communicate the things that upset you, or, you know, mm-hmm. and not, it's difficult to not take those things personally, but you have to not take
them personally. And, you know, one thing that I've heard, and I'm sure it's been said a million different ways, but you can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results.
Right.
You know? And yeah. It's the same, like, I've really tried to apply that in my life as well, and especially with us. Like, if it didn't work for 10 years, it's not going to be different, you know? Like, don't keep doing the same thing and wake up and expect something different to happen. Yeah. So, that helps too.
And change is hard. You can get in a rut very easily.
That's why I like to change up my closet every so often.
You like to rearrange furniture. I rearranged all the my furniture. Closet.
I'm so glad that I have a closet that's kind of big. You know, well, it's very big, actually. It's ridiculously big.
It's a bedroom.
But, no, it's about the size of one of our the bedrooms at the other house. I know. At our old house, ridiculous. But, whatever. So, I have a dresser in there, and I rearranged it today because sometimes I need a little something different. I can't go in there every single day to get ready and pick out my clothes. And
mine is the same way since I moved. Yeah, and I changed it today only because we went through all of our clothes.
You didn't really change it.
No,
you moved your pants to the other side. That was it. One thing. That's it.
Yeah, and I got rid of a whole bunch of clothes.
Yeah, we got rid of a lot that's of clothes it. That we're going
to donate to Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so the other day, what was I doing? I had something in my hand. What was I telling you?
Remember? I think it was your phone. Yeah.
It might have been my phone. Anyway, you have something in your hand, and I think it was a pen. And I was sitting there on the phone or something, and it just flew out of my hand. Like, wizard style.
Harry Potter style. Which
the other day, Lori said, I said, I wish I could be a wizard. We've still been watching Harry Potter.
I know.
We have the last one to go, and I think we both kind of don't want to watch it because we don't want it to be over. But anyway, and I said, she said, why do you want to be a wizard? I said, so I can whiz around.
So I can whiz around town.
But, like, really? Oh, that was nothing. But anyway, so, talking about, it just flew out of my hand,
The pen.
The pen. Flew out of my hand, and I was like, something that I didn't voluntarily do.
That's what happens. I think that's when your muscles are dying. I think that's what that means. It's when atrophy starts to set in when you get old. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't think that's right at all.
Well, but, like, all right, it's just like the, and you know this, you laugh at me sometimes and say, yeah, but when we go into sleep, and y'all know whenever you get in that, like, I don't understand it, but it's a true thing that happens. I read up on it. But you're falling asleep, and you do that weird, I just fell off the face of the earth fall.
Yeah.
And twitch, and it scares you so bad that your heart, you have a mini heart attack for a second.
You really feel like you're falling, though. Yeah.
Like, it's a,
so weird. like that game that you used to play at some slumber parties where they would, where you would lay on your belly and they would hold your arms and legs back, you know, for a while.
And then they'd let them go.
Until all the blood would rush out, which probably really wasn't that safe, you know, but okay.
Yeah.
Do it for 30 minutes. Yeah. I can take it.
It's and cool. then when I let them go.
And then I let them go and it felt like your arms and legs were like going through the ground. It was the most awesome feeling ever. Didn't we try to do this the other day?
Oh,
you guys should all try to do it. If you have a buddy with you right now,
you have a buddy.
It's the greatest thing
or
ever.
If you're having a Butch Cooper podcast listening
party. Yes, slumber party.
They should start having those, idea. A listening party.
But anyway, so it's like, how does it trick your brain into really thinking that you're falling? I guess because you're in that dream state.
But it happens a lot.
To you, yes. It doesn't happen that often to me.
But what a, okay, not I even just the did. Falling, but.
Next time it does, I'm just going to go with it and be like,
that's called lucid dreaming, if you can actually be present.
I'm going to try really hard, but I'm terrified of heights, so I just don't think I'd think it was that fun that quickly. You know, like, it would take me a while to think it was fun.
But even if I don't fall like that, I still do that twitching in my sleep. You know, that twitching? What do you think that is? Do my muscles dying?
Yes, I think it is. Absolutely. I don't know what it is. Your muscles, like, signing off for the night?
It's something sleep. That is common. You know, yeah, like, it's a common thing.
You know how your computer screen are like
flicker? That's what my muscles that's what are doing.
Is. Yeah, I think that's what that is. A little,
isn't that scary, though?
Yeah.
Because sometimes that's what the big scary is. Like, it's just I'm having a big twitch.
Yeah.
You know, but also feels like I'm falling, I think, because of that big
twitch.
But how does
that, are you sleeping when that happens during the day? I mean, how does that?
It doesn't happen during the day.
You said it happened with your pen the other day.
Oh, yeah.
You got a little muscle twitch.
No, yeah, that's not a sleeping twitch. That's a, haven't you ever been sitting there and your leg will just twitch?
Yes, like, I do that. At work, I do that sometimes, and my knee will just, like, lift up and hit the
same
desk.
Same thing!
With my knee!
Like, what is, how does it's got to be a short circuit from your brain.
It's, yeah.
Because that's what sends the signal to move shit, right?
I guess.
Or do you just move shit and it just moves?
No. It happens so quickly.
I'm making it move if right now. Just
if you think, see the video podcast.
I know.
Right?
I was moving my arms around real fast. Like, see, it's just moving.
Like
but
a magician. Or like you had a glow stick at a rave.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly how I was moving.
Yes, exactly.
But how am I able to talk and make it move and do all this stuff? And
I know.
Like,
there's a lot going on. And you're still breathing, even though you're not thinking about it.
I think I'm actually going to change my career. And I'm going to go to... I think I'm going to be a neurologist.
Okay. Here we go. Can I be your first patient?
Yeah.
No. You won't have any of those.
Well, how do you know?
You may.
I could study
a
rat's
you
brain.
You can do anything you want.
I know, I
if
could.
If you put your mind to it.
What are you doing? Is he farting?
No, I think he's hot.
Oh, well, he can get up. These dogs, I'll tell you what.
He's not my least favorite.
He's
can I say that?
He's not my least favorite.
Is that okay? Okay.
I guess so.
He's not my least favorite.
Wow.
That's why I'm fanning him.
All right, so was it in my truck that we were in or your truck?
I don't know. Where are you talking about?
Where you
about
bumped your head.
Oh, it was your truck. Yes.
My truck is bigger. I have a Ford F-250, and she has a Chevy Colorado, so hers is little. Like, yours is a smaller truck.
Yeah,
so mine's a bigger truck, and she bent down into the floorboard to pick something up and hit the floor, or I pushed the brake.
No, I bent down to pick something up, and when I did, I hit my head on the glove box, like the dash.
Like, it wasn't there. Like,
yeah, like...
Like, you're picking something up off the floor in the house.
Yeah, like, you bust your head on a glass window. I mean, you know, like, you know, sometimes you
go
look out the window.
Yeah, but that wasn't glass.
Like
you couldn't see through it. It was like a wall.
I know.
Running into a wall. Boom.
I know. Or... Like, if you're trying to look out the window, do you ever try to do that? Or, like, you're at a hotel or something,
yeah,
and you're nosy, and you try to look out, and you try to look a little further, but you're crazy
your
douche,
hand.
And you hit your head on the window. Every time that happens, I laugh. Like, I giggle a little about it. And I always, like, I did it in the truck, you know?
I was like,
got me to thinking, why do you laugh? Like, do you laugh when
I don't
you do
think that?
That
I always laugh. No, I definitely do not. I cuss mostly.
Really?
If I hit my head, most of the time I cuss.
Yeah. I mean, son if of I a hit my head hard, but if I hit my head and it's stupid, the reason, like, I just wasn't,
well,
like,
if it was as funny, a human, I should have known
better to do that.
Well, are you laughing that? Are you laughing? You're probably not laughing then that you hit your head.
I think that I'm laughing.
You're probably laughing because you were too stupid to not hit your head.
Yeah, I mean, my eyes are right there. Could I not see it? Could it be closer to my eyes where I hit, you know?
Yeah, so
I mean,
that's probably what it is.
I don't know.
We solved that case. Case closed.
Yeah. That's what it is. No need for Carmen Sandiego.
So when you came to me with the first topic of the week, because she's always like, ooh, I got a podcast topic, you know, and like, it tells me about it. So that I guess I could think about my take on it or whatever. Yeah, but I didn't even have a take on this because I already have the answer. Because...
Okay. I think I know which one this is.
Yeah. She wanted to know. She said, do you think the government or somebody has a map of computer that's like... I don't... You, go ahead.
Okay.
Let me ask her question.
That the government or someone has a map? Or maybe a computer, because this is the 21st century,
right.
Okay? We don't all need maps anymore. We have MapQuest, okay? Or a computer that is like the one on Harry Potter, where it has everybody's, you know, when he found that secret map that they used to have?
For the school.
For the school, where everybody was like a little scrolled name, and they were little footprints on the map, and you could keep up with where they were. Do you think that we're all like that on some big map somewhere because of our cell phones?
Yep.
And like pinging your cell off the phone, tower?
Let me just tell you.
But do
this.
You think that it looks like the map? I mean, do you think that I know that that happens. I know that, they could keep up with us.
Yeah.
Today,
but I don't think they keep up. No, that's too many people to keep up with. But for your information, every photo that you take with your iPhone is embedded with some information that goes directly to the government. Doesn't matter. It could tell, guess what it does? Has the location you're at when you took that picture. The exact location you're at.
So you shouldn't kill somebody and then take a picture of it? That would be bad.
Well, you shouldn't kill somebody.
I mean, I know, but if you
but
do...
But I'm just saying, like, I mean, it could be anything.
Like, why do they need that, though?
They don't, but, I mean, they don't, that's what I'm saying, they don't care what you're doing, but if they ever need it,
yeah,
it's right there.
Okay,
and they have the right with their whole little acts, the NDAA or whatever. They have the right now to just access your information at will.
It's so scary.
It's scary.
But they make it like a drug, so you can't stop.
Yeah.
You know, they make it like it's like sex. They make it so good. That's like, you know.
What are you talking about? The pictures?
No. I'm talking about the internet, cell phones.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They make the stuff that they track you with so good that you don't want to put it down.
Yeah,
you
want to take pictures of yourself at the Eiffel Tower and put it on Facebook the second you took it.
Yeah.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know what else on the website I wanted to put? Those pictures of us at in Atlanta. There was a couple we didn't have that were recent.
Yeah, and the one that we got out and walked around at the nature, where is that? DeSoto?
Oh, where were we? Yeah. Where did we take Noah camping? We were talking about that. I was talking about that the other day, and I couldn't think for nothing.
Oak Mountain.
I couldn't, like, it was not in my head. Like, they were like, where'd y'all go? Don't know. DeSoto? No, but I don't know where we went.
That's
like,
not right.
I wasn't DeSoto. I couldn't for the life of me. Like, it was not there. It was not there. It was not coming back. I was like, I don't know. I'm about to ask Lori. I don't know.
Yeah, Oak Mountain.
Like, would you quit fanning the dog?
I'm sorry. Where were we? We went out on, they just made that new...
Oh, Little River Canyon.
Yes.
Little River Canyon.
Those pictures.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's right. I want to put those on the website, too. So when we do stuff like that, we're just going to keep the website updated.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work on that. That's a lot.
I'm
going to
get a jump rope. I should put a jump rope on my Amazon wish list.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. I'll put it on there. You don't have it. Not your personal one.
I know.
This is for the studio.
I know. I saw it said the Butch Gear.
Oh, you did? Do you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
I looked at it.
I didn't know what half the stuff was, but I'm sure.
I did
see the microphone thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. We actually need two of those.
Yeah.
Okay, so came home the other day, and our next door neighbor, he's kind of like, I'd say he's like 55.
Yeah, probably.
He's like a dude. He drives a Harley.
He's like a dude.
You know what I mean? Like, he's a dude. He's not like a gay dude. That... You know, well, my point to that is he was out there planting flowers.
Yeah.
And
he's the cat.
Okay.
He's single as in not married, I don't think. He's not married. But he has a girlfriend that comes over there. He's outside working on his truck, you know. He's got a motorcycle, like a Harley.
Yeah, Harley.
He is all the time, you know, working in the yard, mowing the grass, you know, fixing stuff around the house, painting. He painted his garage, hung shelves in there, you know. Man's man.
Yeah. And he plants flowers.
Yeah. Planted some beautiful pink flowers.
It looks good over there.
So pretty. Like, there's this gate out there now.
I think that...
But, I mean, I just wouldn't think that a guy would be like, you know what, I'm going to plant some flowers. I wouldn't even understand. I'm going to cut the grass. I'm going to, you know, put some shrubs out. But these were beautiful pink flowers.
You couldn't see Brendan wanting to plant some flowers.
Well, some, yes, but not...
What about David? David I work with, he plants flowers. He loves flowers.
Really?
His mom was some kind of, like, flower expert or something. I don't know. Master gardener. I knew it was something like that. Yeah. Well, I think it just depends on... Your dad was a florist?
Yeah. Yeah, he likes that.
So I think it just, it's universal. Some people like flowers and some people don't. There's girls that like flowers, or all girls flowers. Like flowers.
I don't know. Do you? You're a girl.
I'm not a girly girl, though.
Okay.
I mean,
a masculine girl?
I can appreciate flowers, but...
Did you plant pink flowers out front?
No.
If you weren't with me, like if we weren't together, if you just lived here and I was just your girlfriend every once in a while, came over.
No.
Because maybe he planted them for his girlfriend.
Maybe.
Maybe he planted them to get some girls.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's a single guy kind of thing. You know, like, let's get the crib ready for the ladies.
So it looks move-inable?
Yeah.
So you look
No, I don't know if it's that now. No.
I'm not going to say all that.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know, but it does look nice. It made me want to go plant some flowers.
Yeah. I even asked you, remember, I said, do you want to plant some flowers?
I would love to, but we would kill them, so I think it's a waste of money. We just can't keep anything alive. We did it at the other house. We planted hibiscus and all this really pretty stuff out front, and it didn't end up, most of it didn't end up making it, because after we did it that one weekend, we just stopped and thought that it would keep living, you know? And it doesn't work that way.
We are, and that's why I was like, I want to plant a garden, really.
Yeah, you wanted to plant, like, a vegetable garden that you have to tend to every day.
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do it.
It's ridiculous. So, anyway, guess what?
What?
Guess what time it is?
Oh, I'm guessing it's segment time.
Yep, don't forget, this is the time that we're going to do sports and reality segments.
So get your fast-forward buttons ready on your cassette tapes.
You should never tell anybody to
fast forward. No, I'm just saying, if you don't like sports.
But you don't know our take on sports, so you should definitely listen.
I'm way more excited about this one.
Well, because I sent her the sports topics before. Yes. Hold on, let me just, let's do our little sports intro, and then we can talk about sports.
Okay.
So, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, we had an exciting week of sports. Sad, some of it, but
I didn't read your email that you sent me about the sports until right before we were about to do the podcast, and I'm a little shaken up about it, so I have tons of questions about this.
I sent her the sports because I thought, you know, maybe you need to be a little more involved in the sports portion of the podcast.
Yeah, that's why I read it before we did the podcast.
I sent it to her like Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't even, maybe Thursday. Was it Thursday?
I don't know.
Anyway. Sometime earlier before the podcast so that she could Thursday. So that she could get familiar with the sports topics that we were going to discuss this week. And that you would have some kind of input instead of snoring.
Oh, I have input on this stuff.
Alright, so I figured the first thing we should definitely discuss was... And I was shocked. Like, I'm talking about... Like, what the... I found out Junior Seau committed suicide. They said that, and Junior Seau, if you don't know who that was, he was an NFL player. He played for the Chargers for a long time, the San Diego Chargers. He was like, you know, a legend, pretty much. And self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head at the age of 43.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the part that I was, this next part.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll talk about that. Yeah, it's all there.
in 2010. Yeah. Oh, this is in 2010. I didn't read that part. That's where I where I was lost.
In 2010, Junior Seau survived a 100-foot plunge, like a car accident. Right after that, he was arrested for investigation of domestic violence at with a chick, his girlfriend, and the woman told authorities that he assaulted her during an argument. Now they don't know if the argument was I guess, and that's why he had an accident. So I don't know if he was trying to commit suicide then, and he didn't.
He was
Like they argued he punched her or whatever the fuck he did to her, and then he was going to go commit suicide.
And then he drove off a cliff.
I guess so, yeah. And but lived.
So the domestic violence thing happened before he drove off the cliff.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think so. Yeah. Wow. Allegedly.
Allegedly, we have to say that. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and they said there was no drugs, alcohol, or anything involved with the accident. So that's why I think he says he fell asleep. Yeah. How are you gonna get an argument with your wife? I mean, girlfriend. Sustained
minor injuries. Yeah. 100-foot fall.
Yeah.
Off of a cliff
in a vehicle.
In an SUV.
Yeah.
Oh. I was thinking ATV. This story is less and less exciting as we go. Like, originally,
this is why you should stick with the sports topics.
Yeah, or don't do it with your wife.
They fall off. It's like a mediocre sports story.
Well, this is originally, this is apparently all the details that
you tell me what you thought that happened. Yeah, you tell me what you read.
Well, I thought that, Junior Seau, is that his
name? Seau.
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 Okay, the dude, I thought that he died from a gunshot wound previously he had gotten into an argument or the domestic violence stuff with his ex, with his girlfriend, which happened right after he got home from the hospital.
Of his accident.
His ATV accident.
Where he drove
his four-wheeler off a 100-foot cliff.
Wow.
And sustained only minor injuries. And then after all this, after the domestic violence, it's just too much. Like, oh my, I'm just not supposed to live. He shoots himself in the head, That's what I thought went down.
Oh, wow. And you wonder who the crazy one in the relationship is.
But what? I didn't see the 2010. I saw it's all SUV right there, and though. Thought ATV.
It's all just, right there.
No, it is. It must have gotten confused on my email. That's not what my email says. It is actually what my email says, actually, right here.
Well, the reason that they do believe that it was suicide is because his ex-wife told the San Diego newspaper that he texted her and each one of their three children separate messages, "I love you." So
Before he drove off the cliff.
No, before he shot himself in the head, before he killed himself, before he died.
Oh, that's how they knew that it was suicide.
Yeah. So this is what my question. This is the question I pose. Do you think that it comes from all the hits in football? Because they say that brain injury, those kind of injuries can cause you to have depression.
That's got to have some impact on you too, Yeah,
do you think
I'm
he had
sure
some kind of depression
does.
Probably?
Just like with MMA athletes. Concussions.
Yeah.
They do a little bit of brain damage to you.
For sure. They're showing now that the helmets are not safe, that the way that they're made for football players, and that these concussions, they cause early onset Alzheimer's, and like it's all kind of crazy stuff that these brain injuries that they sustain cause.
Yeah.
And violence is also something that it can cause. It makes your brain short circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Take a bat to a light bulb. What happens to it when you hit it?
Yeah.
I guess it's not that same exact
not
thing.
Really? No. I mean, if that happened in football, I don't think people would play even for $1 million.
That's true. Also, in the NFL, moving past that, I don't know if you knew about this, but this has been ongoing, but this came out maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, that the Saints defensive coach was putting out a bounty on all these other players, and you don't understand what that means.
I don't really understand what a gun is. I think I do, but not really. All right. It's money for somebody's hide.
Pretty much. Like, yeah, like, this coach, you can go, there's all kind of clips. I should have had a clip ready, but there was all kind of clips of this coach. This is how stupid the dude was. They were letting them follow him around for this documentary crew of some sort, follow the Saints. And what happened was, this documentary crew got him saying on tape, on film, that if you go, you'll have to listen. If you want to, you can find the clip. But anyway, I'm going to paraphrase. It's not going to be word for word, but that pretty much knockouts were worth $1,500 and card-offs were worth $1,000 with payments doubled or tripled for the playoffs. So this coach was endorsing these players, and there were a few of them. And the
targeted opponents.
Yeah, whichever ones. But here's the thing. You're an NFL player already. Is it just for the thrill of it and not really the money? Because it seems to me that $1,500 or $1,000 is just a drop in the hat when you make $100,000 a game.
Yeah.
And $100,000 a game
that's just a little extra incentive. It's like a spiff, if you will.
That's what I'm saying. Is it anything? It's like gambling, kind of?
Yeah.
So it's just like something that... But anyway,
I guess, unless you already have a personal stake in it anyway, unless you already kind of have it out for that guy anyway.
Yeah.
But I just like to overlook any corruption.
I don't think that there's a lot of that, but quite a few guys. There was New Orleans Saints linebacker, Jonathan Vilma, defensive lineman. Well, I just lost my notes because we have a professional podcast in the studio here, and the dog stepped on the mouse. So, but my notes. As I was saying,
so hey, do you like your mouse, by the way?
Oh, I got a Magic Mouse, Apple Magic Mouse. It's pretty cool. I love it. Yeah, yes. But so the New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma, defensive lineman Anthony Hargrove, who was traded from the Saints to the Packers. They were both suspended for the first half of the 16-game season. So they were suspended for the first 8 games.
For doing this?
Yes.
For hitting these people?
For being a part of it, yeah. Saints defensive end Will Smith was barred for the opening 4 games, and linebacker Scott Fujita, now with the Cleveland Browns, will miss the first 3 games. And they were suspended without pay. And some of the targeted dudes were Aaron Rodgers. He's the quarterback for Green Bay Packers. Cam Newton, War Eagle, baby. He's the quarterback for Carolina Panthers. Brett Favre, of course. Everybody knows who he is. And Kurt Warner.
I thought Brett Favre retired.
Yeah, this was
oh,
not...
this is old.
Yeah,
okay.
This is last year.
Yeah.
And so... This was something not something that's common, I don't think, and I don't think that a lot of guys would be a part of it, but I think that if you get them that fired up and talk, I guess maybe
it's gotta go on. There's shady shit everywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's sad, but
yeah. Wow. So this whole thing finally played out, and the head coach, He was suspended for a year, I think. Yeah. And the top defensive player for a year.
So was there just like one or two teams doing this, or there was...
It was just the New Orleans Saints.
That was it. That was the only team doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So how crazy is that?
They had to come back from Katrina.
That's how they did it.
Shady, I guess. I don't know. But there's a lot of gambling in New Orleans, isn't there?
I guess so,
maybe they just got the bug.
I don't understand how
you could want to harm another.
Yeah, that's what I was just fixing to say.
For something so little, like, it has to be for sport, because that money can't be that much. When
that's what I was saying. It's a drop in the hat.
Yeah, compared to what you make.
That'd be like somebody offering me $25 to go punch somebody in the face.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta want to do it just because you're an asshole.
Yeah,
you're a douchey person.
Hey, I'll give you $25 to run over there and punch that dude in the face.
done.
Yeah, all right, what, Superman guys, punch, or you want to...
$25 every time, yeah. Or just $25 no matter how many times, because I could do this for a while.
Right, you know, like, wow.
Yeah, I don't understand people like that. I would never want to hit anybody.
Yeah, so, anyway, so they, I think that, I don't think the penalty was too harsh. I think that they should have been suspended.
Are there people that think the penalty is too harsh?
I don't think so. Oh, okay. I think that they should have just been banned from football. I think that shows poor sportsmanship. That shows that you don't care what you could possibly do to somebody else.
And you're not 10 anymore. I mean, how many chances do you get? You know, you're playing in the NFL. You should know better.
Right.
You should know better than to
it's
do that.
It's the National Football League. Why is that an acceptable behavior? It shouldn't be. You should be barred.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
Yeah.
So, but whatever. All
right. I mean, you can't do that in the real world, right? I mean, you can't go up on the street and hit somebody like that for money.
No.
Right? No. You can't have somebody pay you $1,000 for somebody to be carted off.
No.
And not go to jail, right?
Exactly.
I mean, why is that any different?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think somebody's going to put a bounty out on their asses, just a self-imposed bounty, and just fucking knock their heads off.
I self-impose that bounty.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't know how serious of a crime that is, but I'm just kidding.
We'll give anybody out there that'll take out these dudes $25.
$2 pesos.
$25. So, this was a busy, 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 busy weekend for fights.
It really was.
If you're a fight fan, if you're a boxing fan, a UFC fan, it was a busy weekend. And I know this is where you go to sleep, but I've said before, I won't spend a lot of time on this stuff, but the Ultimate Fighter Live was Friday night. Andy Ogle was he's like a English dude. Hey, my daughter, like, come on.
No, negative.
He was fighting Mike Rio, and Mike Rio was supposed to be better and all this stuff. But this Andy Ogle, he submitted him, rear naked choke, put him to sleep. He didn't put him to sleep, but he did submit him.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty good fight, but what drove me crazy during this whole fight was Mike Rio has long hair, and you know when they take their hand and like push their hair back?
Yeah.
He kept doing that. Yeah, but I think I wish every time that happens, I wish he would just punch him in the face every time he takes his hand off away. You know, you're not protecting yourself. Like,
did he do that during a fight?
During the whole fight he did it. And I was like, I would have watched him.
Cornrows yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like what,
well, Uriah Faber, when his hair was long, it's short now. But when he used
what to... What was it? Gina
Carano
did
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do something with that mess. It ain't in your hair, you faggot. Why is your hair that long anyway? Like, you're a dude. Why do you have girl hair? Yeah.
Heroin. Fight like a man.
Yeah. So I was thinking, this would be my game plan if I was them. I would be like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to watch this tape, and you're going to learn that every time he's about to take his hair up, you're just going to give him the biggest uppercut so he just jabs his hair back and can't reach his hair.
And then he'll just keep trying to
do it every time, you know?
It's like a broken record. He's just gonna keep going for his hair.
Uppercut.
What?
Fucking, like, cut your hair.
Yeah.
If you're gonna fight, don't be all.
Put it in a ponytail. you don't wear ponytails? I must say, I am not a fan of long hair on a man.
It's weird looking.
I'm not a fan.
It just looks.
I love the clean cut, like, really clean, like, line at the back of your neck. And,
it looks
good
like
that. Yeah.
You look kept up. You look clean.
Yes.
You know what? You might not be, but you look clean.
You look clean. That's right.
With long hair, it looks greasy.
Yeah. Why is it that hair looks unkept, you know, like, ungroomed for
some
reason? Yeah.
Because it usually is.
But some girls like that, like, woolly, you know, like, I've noticed a lot, you know, like, with the mountain man beard and the...
So, anyway... The Ultimate Fighter Live, Mike Rio, cut your hair. That's the point of that whole fight. All right, but even better was, I love the free fights on Fox or the free fights on FX or whatever. And, you know, yeah, they're usually second rate to the pay-per-view ones. But you get some pretty good ones. And this weekend was a phenomenal one. Anytime you have one of the Diaz brothers, Nate Diaz or Nick Diaz, killers anyway. Mm-hmm. They're killers. Their boxing is phenomenal. I'm talking about they have stand-up like no other jiu-jitsu, you know, they're true mixed martial artists too. Like, they have perfected boxing, but they're also black belts. Shut up. She's trying to keep her eyes open. They're also black belts in jiu-jitsu, so they can submit your ass, or they don't, they're not power punchers, but they're in your face all the time. They throw tons of pepper punches. Yeah, pepper punches. They hold the record. They're number one and number two for the most punches in a fight. Yeah. So they get them in. Not heavy punches, but enough to annoy you. Yeah. And I think that's got to wear on you after a little while. It's like a bee buzzing in your face all the time. Yeah. You know, in a minute, you're just going to snap, and then they're going to just capitalize on you snapping, which is what happened. Nate Diaz got Jim Miller, who was... Jim Miller was 21-4 and a pretty, like, up-and-comer, but... Nate Diaz looked like a little python. Once he got him on the ground, he had him in a hold, but he didn't have the hold. It was pretty deep, but he didn't have it the way he wanted, so he flipped up and flipped back around and flipped back over and had him in that choke, and his tongue was hanging half out of his mouth because his mouthpiece fell out. He looked like, have you ever seen a frog do that?
Yeah.
He looked like a frog with his tongue half hanging out, you know? Like, he had him in a choke tight. That dude was going to sleep if he didn't tap. So, Nate Diaz, that was a great win. I love seeing those dudes fight.
Do a little bit of brain damage when you go to sleep like that?
I don't think so. No, because you let it go. Yeah, you're just cutting off the oxygen and you're giving it right back, so it doesn't hurt anything. Yeah, whatever. Okay. But and then the other big thing. So last night, not only was there the UFC, it was a big fight: Mayweather versus Cotto.
Oh,
that was a huge fight. It was a huge fight. It went the distance, and Mayweather won on a decision, I think. A unanimous decision, I should say. But here's the question. Now that Mayweather... All right, so Mayweather was... He has to go to jail for a weapons charge, I think. Oh, no, domestic violence charge. He's a boxer. That's excusable.
Well, yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's not excusable, dudes. You can't hit your wife or your girlfriend or whatever. Anyway, so he's got to go to jail for 3 months, but that was put on hold so that he could fight this Cotto fight so that they could, you know, this could, because it was already, you know, you can't, that's a lot of money that they've invested into these fights and stuff like that, that they would lose out on. So they let him, his sentence, now he's got to go to jail. But here's my question. There's been this whole big Mayweather-Pacquiao thing. Are they ever going to fight? This has been going on for a while. How long is this going to have to go on before it's an issue for the fans? Before the fans are like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because, see, what the problem is, Mayweather, they both are undefeated, maybe, or something, but they're very high up in the rankings. And right now, they're both making money on how high up they are in the rankings. Mm-hmm. If one of them beats the other, it's going to take it down a notch for you. And right now, they're the cash cows for these promoters or whatever. So why would... But, you know, they're going to... That's what everybody wants to see. That's what everybody's been talking about for 3 years now, is a Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. When's that going to happen?
Yeah.
Like, it needs to happen.
Yeah. Like, at some point, people are going to get tired of it.
Yeah, At some point, people are going to be like, screw it. I don't care if it happens. I'm going to just start watching UFC exclusively. Screw you, boxing. You know, like, boxing's already difficult to watch, so... But anyway, so that's that you're happy, but we it's not all over. It's not done. We still have to talk about the NBA playoffs.
Oh my goodness,
they're going on right now. Right now,
March Madness. No, that's done.
No. That's college. This is NBA. All right,
it's May.
So right now, the Oklahoma City Thunder, which honestly, I'm not a big basketball fan, but I'm going to start. I just have kind of fallen off the sports a little bit because you don't really like to watch sports, and a little bit because it gets boring and I got tired of the drama and, you know, the all these fuckers making all this money and then going on strike, and it just got all to be, you know, too much.
Yeah.
But I've been getting back into it, but I didn't even know Oklahoma City had a basketball team. Excuse me. They're the only ones so far that have advanced to the semifinals. So right now, the Spurs are ahead of the Jazz 3-0, meaning they have three games. They're three games up. The Sixers are three games up. well, two games up over the Bulls. The Heat are two games up over the Knicks. The Lakers are a game over the Nuggets. The Pacers are two games over the Magic. The Clippers are one game over the Grizzlies, which the Clippers had one of the biggest comebacks in history over the Grizzlies a game ago to tie it up. But
what are the Nuggets? What is their mascot?
Like a chicken nugget. I think it's a gold nugget. Yeah.
That's what you want in basketball.
Yeah, a nugget.
A jazzy nugget.
A jazzy chicken nugget. So anyway, you can look up the scores. You can keep up with that. But the finals are, if you're gonna start watching any sport, you should definitely watch it during the playoffs because it's the most exciting.
The most exciting.
So if you're gonna get into it, yeah, it's a good time to get into it. So start watching the NBA finals. They're on ABC and ESPN and the NBA TV if you have that or you have one of those packages. Mm-hmm. So get to that. And check it out. It'll be the next couple weeks for the playoffs. So go out there and
see. Now we can throw the peanuts.
Now it's time for us to move on to the reality segment of the show. So if you enjoy the sports, but you don't want to listen to the reality, we're going to cue the music
what
so that
you
can
want
fast
the
forward.
Reality, but not the sports.
Well, then you just got to keep moving the little thing. Yeah, figure it out. So,
right.
And now on to the next segment. So,
reality.
It's reality time. You know what that means. Mm-hmm. So, this week, I'm not going to get into the reality stuff too much because it wasn't like a huge. There wasn't any big. You know,
breaking stuff. I need to know when is Big Brother going to start?
July 18th. I'm on it. Oh, I can't wait. Y'all wait till the coverage for that. I love the. I would.
That's around the same time as So You Think You Can Dance, and that's just a great time in our lives.
It's a great time.
And it's summertime.
Yes, it's summertime.
All right.
So, let's just do a little recap of Survive. Well, how about we do Amazing Race? Even though we just watched the Amazing Race, don't do that one because that's a spoiler. That's the season, and we just watched it. So people that might be DVR'd it, so we won't.
Okay,
but then we'll go back to last week's Amazing Race. Bopper and Mark, the Kentucky boys, the country boys that had made it by the skin of their teeth a few times. They finally were eliminated, so that was that. That was no excitement there.
But didn't you say that they had made it through two non-elimination rigs?
Yeah, two
non-elimination
rigs. Yeah, they were. Brendan and Rachel are still in there.
Brinchel.
We get to hear her cry for a few more seasons, or a few more, or whatever. Yeah. But the funniest thing that happened this week to me was, if you're a Survivor fan, as I told you last week, the chicks were left with one dude left to eliminate.
Yeah.
They didn't eliminate
We just automatically assumed last week that the guy was going to be the next to go.
But
No.
One of the chicks started getting a little shady, a little cocky, thinking that she was running shit.
She was. She picked young.
Yeah, 23 years old, thinking that she's running shit when she was clearly not running shit. And then she got too big for her pants, and then she did really good in the competition, and they were like, oh shit, we have a chance to get rid of her now. What if she does good the rest of the way? Let's just cut her neck off.
Yeah.
So funny thing was, we had to rewind it and watch it a few times.
A few times.
The funniest thing was her face, because she just knew.
She had no clue. She
was talking about
what? This poor little 23-year-old girl thought that, with the prettiest little eyes, that they were going to blindside someone else.
And she was talking about how
and
great
she
was
like,
going to be.
Blindsides are great. Blindsides are always a good time. You never know what's going to happen. And then, you've just been blindsided, sweetheart. How you feel about that one?
She could not find words ever.
It was the most, even the guys that had all been
eliminated.
Like, they panned over and all of them jaw dropped. Like, just What? No, that was nobody a true saw it blindside. Coming. Yes.
Like, everybody there, like, nobody voted perfect. For her.
But you could see the girls in the background. You could see the smirks on their faces. She was, blindsides are great. Blindsides are a good time. They were like, or whatever.
Yep, we made the right decision. Yeah, absolutely. We made the right decision.
She's just hateful. She was just so hate. She just she powered, absolutely.
Like, you have to. Karma. You can't karma be princess. Young. Got yeah, you. Yeah. You can't be that age. And have that kind of power because no. That shows right there that you just aren't able to. It. Yeah, you have to be cool.
But you know what? I think that has to happen to you because next time I guarantee you she won't handle it that way.
No.
I mean, sometimes you have to learn lessons in life like that. Yeah. You know,
it was just I know you do, but it was so funny watching her learn those it lessons was. Because it was hilarious. She was so cocky and
she was,
you know, and like I'm running shit.
It's nice to see an asshole get put their place sometimes. On you know,
it was so awesome. I loved it. So anyway, was there what else did we talk about? We already talked about Big Brother. I know we did Dancing with the Stars. Oh, the Housewives. Was there anything? Let me think. Oh, Gretchen sang with the fake Pussycat Dolls, the Pussycat Dolls burlesque show.
Why are you so caught up on that?
I was just so devastated that I thought all this time she was going to sing. You thought it was
the original Nicole Scherzinger original Pussycat Doll.
Yes. I didn't know it was the burlesque show.
They have better things to do. Have you heard her sing?
I thought it was something they paid them for. You know, here, we'll pay you if you sing with us. You know, give us some publicity. Those kind of deals.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No.
It was the burlesque show.
Yeah.
She sang.
Still hot, though. Did you see those girls?
They were smoking hot.
Yeah, but they could be Pussycat Dolls.
She sang, you give me fever. And let I just sang say, it better.
If anyone right there. Is curious how I sing, myself and Gretchen are quite just similar.
YouTube it or Google it. I bet it's on the internet, the interweb.
Yeah, the interweb.
It's there somewhere because it was terrible. Oh.
She did look hot, though. She did look hot. She's hot.
She's smoking. And I told you, out of that cast, she's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But she should have just shook her ass. Mm-hmm. There was no need for her to sing.
Mm-mm. You know who I like in that cast?
Who?
Who's the real, I can't ever remember her name, the real prim and proper one. The new one, Heather.
Yeah, I like her too.
Heather. Ooh, yeah. She's hot to me for some reason.
Because you think that she would just be crazy in the bedroom. I think
she's a dirty girl. A dirty
whore.
Yeah, what is it? A woman in the streets? What is that saying?
Butch in the streets, femme in the sheets.
No, that's not it. You know, where they're like a lady, and then they're a lady around everyone else, but then when you get them home, they're a whore. They're, you know.
Is there a saying?
Yes, there is. What
well,
is
if
that?
Anybody knows the saying, email the Sundance Chick@gmail.com. You can find that at the website. TheButchGuru.co.
Yeah. I think it was in a song or something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Something in the streets. A freak in the sheets.
Yeah, Butch in the streets.
No, not Butch. It wasn't Butch. Why are you trying to make it that? Whatever.
All right. So anyway, what about the other Housewives, the New Jersey ones? Was there anything that we missed for that one?
I can't remember what happened on that one. That we watched that one. We watched on that one tonight. Right after we did the last podcast.
Yeah, it comes on. That's because it comes on
we'll
tonight.
We'll watch it in
it's
a little
the
bit.
Furthest away from. That Teresa came. Remember, she came in and apologized to everybody.
Oh, right. That's right.
Remember?
And, and then the other Teresa said, it's okay. We don't mind
taking
one for the team so you can make a little money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad she said that. She should stand up for herself, that hot little girl. She's hot.
She is hot. Her little... But
she's my
little,
favorite one.
Yeah, but, her husband's a little cutie, too, though.
Oh, yeah. They're you know, cute.
They are cute together, but I just think that... I kind of feel bad for Teresa. In a weird kind of way.
But, I mean, have you heard the way he talks to her?
I know, that's what I'm talking about. She just
stays,
takes it, but
you know?
I know,
did
but
he
I feel like
she
feels trapped.
Before
she
had kids?
I want to say, I watched the first season, like half of it, the first season, that's when I started watching it. And
they have kids?
Yeah, they had kids, but I don't remember him being such a dick.
Yeah, I don't remember until this season him being such a dick. Like, I remember the last season that I watched, it might have been last season, him seeming kind of like he didn't contribute much, he didn't help her a lot, but not, like, just absent, not really an asshole.
But this
season, he just seems like... But I'm sure it's a lot of stress, you know? Like, going to jail, not being... Like, and that being so public and not being able to support your family and that being so public. That's got to make you feel like a little bit less of a man. Yeah,
knowing Teresa makes all the money.
Provide. Yeah, that you can't provide and you can't take care of your family. You can't take care of your kids, you know?
Yeah, I remember he was at home supposedly taking care of the kids, but the oldest kid was taking care of the sisters and he was there drinking with his buddies.
Yeah.
Sorry. Whatever, she puts up with it, so it's her own
deal.
That's what
I'm saying. I mean, she chooses that, you know, because she does make the money, so it's not like she needs him financially, you know, so...
Stupid.
I don't know. I don't know why she tolerates that.
Yeah. So now we're to the Dancing with the Stars, week 7.
And first tens of the season.
Oh, yeah?
From Maria. I can never say her name. Not first tens, but I think it was perfect tens for her. Which, I was so happy for her because she kind of had a meltdown because she's not as naturally feminine and graceful.
That's
and
what I said. She's the hottest.
As the other girls. Yeah, as the other girls on the show. So she has... A tougher time. She has to work a lot harder than they do to get to the same place. So,
well, I mean, she had a little bit of and stuff. She just doesn't have the sexy.
Well, and the feminine.
She's hot. Yeah, that's what I mean.
But
that's,
you know, sometimes a girl can have a really hot body, like a model. Sometimes this happens with, and then they just don't know how to move it. Like,
awkward.
Yes, because that's they don't not know a how normal, to work it all.
That's not a natural body. That's why.
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
I don't either, but yeah,
she it made me happy because she was. She had a little bit of a meltdown during rehearsals and, you know, like, she wasn't, you know, doing well and, you know, and then to get perfect tens out of it, you know, is kind of validation that, you know, you can do it. So, you can get in there with the rest of them, girl. But, so, it came down to Jaleel White and...
Urkel!
Yes.
Wife beater. Rashawn. Allegedly.
Yeah, and who I still don't really care for. I don't know. I just can't shake it. I try to look past it and, you know, be... But I'm glad it's gone, sadly. So, but it came down to Jaleel White and Rashawn Fagan, who were in the bottom two. And they had their little dance-off. Yeah. It was... I think they did the rumba. They did the rumba. That's one of my favorite dances. It's all...
Because it's sexy.
Yeah, I liked it. And... Chelsea.
You're sexy.
Chelsea is one of my favorite dancers on the show, so I really like to get her because she's hot.
Yeah.
And she was on So You Think You Can Dance, but...
Yeah. First.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Sean went home. I mean, Jaleel went home, so no more Jaleel. Oh, now you're going to sleep with the Dancing with the Stars? Really? Really? Hey. Okay, but this is some gossipy
All
stuff,
right.
so I got
Give
some
it to
stuff
me.
For you, okay?
All right.
So, there is talk that could there be Dancing with the Stars All-Stars next season?
Please.
According to season 3's runner-up Mario Lopez, it might just be happening.
That would be pretty... I might
he
watch
said
that.
On a talk show,
Because what I can't stand is the shitty dancing. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and this would apparently there's been 14 seasons. I didn't know there had been that many. But he said so it didn't seem like something, you know. But he said that they had called him to do the show, but he didn't know if he would have been able to pull it off. But you know, didn't him and Karina date when they were on his season, so maybe there's bad blood and would he be with her again? Like, how would that work? Would they be with their same partners again? And then
no, because some of the partners are
multiple new
winners.
Yeah, and some of them haven't had any previous partners.
Yeah.
You know,
I think they would just pull them in and throw them in a bag or pair them up however they pair them up. I don't know how they really
but
pick
listen,
that anyway.
Listen to this. He said, I'm not sure All Stars even makes sense as a title though, since they're all stars already. Maybe something like Dancing with the Stars B, C, and D listers get a second chance at that ugly trophy. So it doesn't seem like he's really, like...
interested in it. Now he's got a kid and a...
Does he have a kid?
Yeah.
Is he married?
I don't know if they got married yet or...
Got him knocked up?
Yeah.
He just got him knocked up. So, I don't know, but... And then there's talk of, will it be the best dancers? Will it be runners-up? I mean, will
no,
it be?
I think it should be
previous winners.
Do it. Yeah, they should be all the winners.
How great would that be?
Yeah,
you think they would all do it?
I don't know, but why not? They did it.
Oh,
once.
I would love that.
Yeah, what if they got all the winners? Price is Right, they'd probably do it.
The Price is Right.
If the Price is Right, they pay them.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, yeah, they probably could. It's getting pretty big, I think.
Yeah, it is big.
You know,
I mean, look at all the dance studios that are making money off of this.
It's so exciting to see. I'm so excited that this is happening in my lifetime, where I can just turn on the TV most nights of the week and there's some form of dancing on TV.
It's crazy,
you know? It didn't used to be that way not long ago.
You're leaving me this week to go dance three times.
Three nights in 1 week.
What am I
going to
do?
That's a nice week.
Better hope I don't tear something down.
I don't know. I hope you clean. I'm just kidding.
As long
as you don't build anything.
And I'm supposed to be the bitch at home cleaning the house.
That's how I like it.
That's not how I like it.
As long as you don't build anything, we're good.
I
think
that's
my only stipulation. Do whatever you want, just don't build anything.
What are you trying to say? I can't build things?
Not without tearing up a whole lot of stuff in the process.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that's the news on Dancing with the Stars, and I'm very excited to see what's going to happen.
So, how much longer is Dancing with the Stars before it's over? It's coming up, right?
I don't know how many weeks there are. This is week 7.
Because Amazing Race ended tonight, even though we didn't do the spoiler. We'll cover that next week. It ended tonight, so that's it for it. And I think next week, this week is Survivor, Wednesday and then Sunday. Next Sunday will be the Survivor season
finale. Oh, you know what else we should talk about? The Gypsy Wedding.
That's too weird for me. I'm going to have to... We watched some show, My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. We're going to have to
American
Gypsy Wedding. We're going
to have
to discuss
that. Is that for another podcast?
Yeah, that's going to have to be another podcast when I can actually research these gypsy people before I can discuss it.
It's interesting, though. You should catch it. DVR it and watch it.
I think you're a gypsy by your feet.
By my feet?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. They say that they're little, short people and hairy. And their feet look like pebbles or whatever.
Their feet look like pebbles. Okay. All right.
They didn't say that.
They didn't say that at all, but okay. All right, whatever.
All right. So, again, let's recap. You can go to thebutchguru.co.
I'm glad that you put that little caption under Oops that says the one that always snores during the podcast.
Yeah, if you go look at the pictures, like I said... I revamped the website. It's actually pretty cool, and
yeah.
I'm gonna try to do something new to it every week. But I put pictures of us, recent pictures of us and the dogs, and I put captions under the pictures.
Yes.
And so that you can see which dog snores all the time, and that was Lori clicking the mouse again in the podcast.
I
told you
that.
To use your trackpad, but you don't want to do that.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyway. There's new pictures up so you can see everybody and the dogs and the one that snores, what knots, and what however.
And I'm going to try to find a jump rope, so.
Yeah, we're going to try to maybe do, some kind of video, something every week to just kind of go along with the podcast.
I bet I could jump rope in heels. Do you think that would make my jump roping more exciting? I can do a lot of stuff in heels.
Maybe. I wish you would.
I learned to dance.
I'm afraid you might fall.
I would not fall, I promise.
All right. Well, we'll be on top of that. But go to thebutchguru.co. Donate if you can. Help us out. If you enjoy the podcast, if you have a little extra cash, donate or go to the wish list or not. I mean, it's free still.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to do it whether you donate or not, but it would be nice to, just
be
nice.
Nice.
So... is that it?
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for the emails. Keep them coming.
Yeah,
thesendasschick@gmail.com.
We're going to line
and
up
if
some
you have
guests
any
soon.
Podcast topics, keep them coming.
If you want to be on the podcast.
Yes, call the number 1-828-35-BUTCH.
Yep, and leave a message. It may get played. If you don't want it played, it won't. I mean, it's
if you don't get played, just think about that while you're leaving the message, and we'll know.
No, say, I would rather this not be on the podcast.
Don't make this public.
Yeah,
and
or
then,
disguise
and
my
I'm...
voice.
I would like to watch this. You want
I want that option. Wouldn't that be cool?
I can do that. Easy. I can change the pitch and stuff of a... Okay. Of a file.
Ooh, okay.
I could do our whole podcast where we said, like, this was
going to be no. Do you want to lose all of our listeners?
What if I make us all slow and weird?
No, I don't think people would listen.
No.
I think they're falling asleep right now. Good night. Because sleepy you time. Are. Good night.
She's falling asleep. It's way past her bedtime. We stayed up way too late. But hey, for you, that's why we did that.
I know.
For you people.
For you listeners out there, we're that dedicated. Happy Monday. I hope you enjoy your day at work.
And enjoy the podcast as well.
Yes.
All right. We're out of here. Deuces. We just said that together. You probably
could. Jinx, you owe me a Dr. Pepper. A sugar-free Red Bull. Not the Red Bull Zero that you tried to sneak in the other day as a sugar-free Red Bull. It's not the same.
I didn't sneak it in. Red Bull snuck it
you
in.
You did! I said, give me a Red Bull from the store. And you, what did you come back with?
Red Bull.
Red Bull Zero.
You didn't say
which
Red Bull.
Which is zero Red Bull in there. That's what that means. That means...
Not it, zero. It's
it
not
is the
Red
opposite
Bull.
Of Red Bull. It is anti-Red Bull. That's what that means. It's yucky.
All right. We'll see y'all next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.